It seems that a natural human reaction to upheaval in life is to do one's best to maintain the status quo or just do something. When something happens that disrupts our daily equilibrium, we attempt to counterbalance the blow with a good dose of stability. If life feels out of control, control what you can. Tom always says he can tell how stressed I am by how clean the house is. Cleaning is a form of stress control for me. It requires little of my brain and makes me feel like I'm accomplishing something. Maybe it's yard work for you, or exercise, or cooking, or even eating. We each have a preferred method of dealing with life's stresses, be they large or small. We want to do whatever is necessary to restore life to its normal balance, to have order and predictability. When life becomes disorderly and unpredictable, we do whatever we can to restore order, to get things back the way they should be, the way they always have been. The disciples, it seemed, relied on this defense mechanism of trying to maintain some semblance of normal life, too. Peter, Thomas, Nathaniel, James, John, and two others decide to go fishing. Why not? They were fishermen by trade before they had taken an extended leave of absence to follow Jesus, which was apparently a dead-end career move. Jesus had been crucified, and yes, he had risen and had been witnessed a couple of times, but he was gone once again. Maybe those earlier appearances were just their minds playing tricks on them. Maybe the exhaustion and sadness made them prone to hallucination. And even if he was alive in some way, he was gone again. This here one minute, gone the next, just added to the disciples' stress. And the way to cope with stress is to do what you've always done. So the disciples go fishing. Their three-year absence has made them a little rusty. Or maybe it's just not a good night for fishing, even for professionals. But they're determined to stay busy, to do something, anything that will make them feel normal. And so they stay at it all night. All night long, they repeat the monotonous process of dropping the net, dragging the net, pulling up the net, time and again, only to find it empty. Not even one stinking catfish barbed in their ropes. Maybe there's comfort in predictability. Drop, drag, pull. Always on the left side, never on the right. The left faces the Jewish holdings, and the right the Gentile. Always fish the left side. Always fish on the Jewish side. Do it the way you've always done it. This will restore order. This will restore life to the way it always has been. As the dawn begins to break, as light returns and a new day dawns, there's someone in the distance on the shore. The boat is out far enough that they can't make out who it is, but the failed fishermen see a figure and hear a voice, and the voice cries out, "Hey guys! Try the other side." And without so much as flinching or retorting, they do as this person suggests. Maybe they just don't have the energy to argue. Maybe they feel so defeated that they just don't care enough to tell this stranger that they are professional fishermen. They know how to fish, and Jews do not fish on the right side. Whatever the reason, the fishermen follow the suggestion of the man on the shore, and a night failure becomes a morning of success. And since this is Jesus, it's not only success, it is abundance. Zero fish on the left becomes 153 of them on the right. 153 being the known number of fish species at the time. Not just some fish, all fish. Every single kind of fish in all the known world. In the words of the great theologian Theodore Geisel, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, black fish, blue fish, old fish, new fish. This one has a little car. This one has a little star. Yes, some are red and some are blue. Some are old and some are new. Some are sad and some are glad and some are very, very bad. Why are they sad and glad and bad? I do not know. Go ask your dad. Some are thin and some are fat. The fat one has a yellow hat. Some have 2 feet, some have 4, some have 6 feet, some have more. Some are fast, some are slow, some are high, some are low. No one of them is like the other. Don't ask us why. Go ask your mother. All sorts and conditions of fish are suddenly in this net that was previously empty. On this new day in the shore of Galilee or Tiberias, Jesus tells the disciple to broaden their horizons, to fish on the other side, to do something they've never done before. And perhaps surprisingly, they do. It's no surprise that Jesus comes to them as the sun is just rising, as a new day is dawning. Jesus is showing them that it is indeed a new day. No longer are his followers to do things the way they've always done it. No longer is the good news exclusive. When Jesus burst out of the bondage of death, he broke all bonds that hold his people captive. Jesus says to his disciples, who he has called to be fishers of men, stop looking in the same places. Stop doing things the way you've always done. Why are you fishing on the same side, doing it the way you've always done it? That is futile. Your nets keep coming up empty. Fish on the other side. Break out of the mold. Stop doing the same thing the same way and expecting different results. How different this story would have been if the disciples had refused to change the way they were fishing. Had they not listened to the stranger on the beach, they eventually would have gone out of business. No fish, no fishing business. But they were willing to open their minds, broaden their horizons, change their way of doing business, and the results were phenomenal. All sorts and conditions of fish. Fish of all species. Red fish, blue fish, old fish, new fish, and all in the same net together. Where do we need to cast our nets? Are we listening to the voice of the one on the beach? Or are we continuing to fish the same waters over and over? Our world is in a state of uncertainty and change, and the tendency in times like these is to hold on tightly to the known, the tried and true, to control those things that we think we can control. Where is Jesus calling us to try something new? Fish new waters. Bring in different fish. Expand our horizons. Will we listen? Can we fish new waters? Or will we keep doing it the way we always have and pull in empty nets? Thank you.